Someone in my group chat this morning showed me underneath their bed. They've got like a stove, a torch, like all this shit. But we're laughing.
It's not even funny. I'm just working how long it'd take me to walk to Manchester to record the pod.
I mean, I've got that many supplements in my cupboard.
You'd be fine for ages. But you can't have a C-section because no one could. You have to push it out. You might have to push the baby out.
No, I'm too posh.
No! Can't
do it.
I'll come. I think I could do a section.
I'd come back and like Teddy would be there. Like, I'd be like, what's he eating today? And I'd like left everything out.
Yeah.
Just milk.
I mean,
he's been weaned for 6 months.
He's 18 months old. Like, and he
milk.
Every time he cried, bop, bop, egg gob.
Called golf on TV.
Yeah, golf on TV, scratching balls.
Milk,
but come on, son, milky bop.
I bet Teddy was just like, full of milk.
He'd squeeze him, but
milk.
Like,
just yeah.
And I was like, what the... Hello everyone and welcome to Nip Tuck, the fully unfiltered podcast.
It really is. It really, really is.
It gets us in trouble sometimes.
It does, but I think that's why people are here, so we're just going to continue that, I think.
Exactly. Okay, so Lauren, what have we got going on today?
You're going to tell us about Rome, which I'm dying to know about, because that was a ooh la la,
yes.
Whoa, mwah, trip, so I want to know about that. We're going to have a little bitch about men and Easter.
Yeah.
Because we're just done. They're annoying. But then there is something else we're going to do.
Yeah.
We are going to find out what's in your belly.
What's in my belly?
Looks like a custard cream. What's in that belly?
We're doing a little gender.
We're going to do a gender reveal. And it's not going to... You know that gender reveal we said where the girl was really disappointed? What if I'm really disappointed and then we do the gender reveal and I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh my God, Lauren. Right. Anyway, as always, we will be releasing our main episode every Wednesday, plus our exclusive bonus, all the unfiltered chat on Patreon on a Friday. That's video as well.
It is.
Now, you can watch the full episodes. Head over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button. It really makes such a difference for us. Everybody can watch our Wednesday episode. If you sign up to Patreon, though, you will get the Wednesday and the bonus, which sat on a Friday.
And you get the main episode on Tuesday at 5-ish p.m., before everybody else. So yeah. If we're talking about now, we've got our section on buying stuff. A lot of it sells out.
It does sell out. Fit flops out.
If you'd have listened to it on Tuesday, you would have got your hands on the fit flops, which are still in my car. Don't let me forget to give
them
back.
And we've got something really exciting coming for Patreon.
Have we?
So yes, we really do. So basically, everyone on Patreon,
Lucas are like, have we?
I always give them first access. Yeah, and there's something coming. But something's going.
Right.
This morning, my operations manager rang me and she went, who is, Ashley, who is, and said a man's name. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you paid him £1,600 on Thursday. And I was like, but like a dead normal name. And I was like, I've not. And she was like, well.
You have.
It's with your credit card. And I was like, I've not. But it reminded me of that time.
And have you?
No, not. I've searched my emails. I've searched him on Google, this person.
And you've not. You must have.
I've not. Well, they're going to do some digging. And now I'm going under, like, being scared. Like, what have I done?
Yeah, and what
would you do that?
What time was it done? Like 2 a.m. or?
Because
I do weird shit in my sleep.
Remind me, I need to tell you, we need to book a meeting with someone.
Oh,
we'll do that at the end.
I get scared of meetings.
Right, so I have been poorly on Monday night. Literally, I was just about living life.
getting about your fabulous day, as you are.
Having the best time. And then, all of a sudden, I went for a wee and it was a tiny trickle and the burn.
The burn. Oh. It's that you sit down and it's towards the end of the wee and it's like,
yeah, and you think, and you could scream, and you think it's happening,
and you think, no, yeah, a UTI. So what happened?
So basically,
they're not good when pregnant.
No, my house. Well, it can make early labour happen.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but
yeah, I didn't know that.
I did, but I thought not much help me saying
so
that.
So basically, girls, if we can give you some advice, if you have any burning when pregnant, go to the doctor. Seriously. So I was like, fuck. And this doesn't happen to me very often, does it, Lauren?
No.
So I was like, Ed was literally walking out of the house to go for dinner.
Nice.
And then, yeah, prick. And
we'll
then,
get on to that.
Sarah was still there. And I was just like, I have got to go to hospital. Because it was like getting to 7 o'clock. And I just thought, it only gets worse.
It's worse in the night as well.
Yeah, in the night.
And everything's worse in the night.
Yeah, and I just knew I needed the antibiotics to start straight away. So I got in my car, put my heat seat on, because my back started going then.
Yeah.
And took some paracetamol, didn't even touch the sides.
No, it won't.
Got to Withenshaw Hospital.
They
were absolutely fabulous. They saw me within like 5-10 minutes.
I don't want to be
there was no one else there.
That's very unusual.
There was no one else
there. The hospitals at the moment,
they gave me dihydracodeine, which was lovely.
Fucking hell.
Then a lady came round and had to put a speculum inside my fanny, and it hurt so, like, usually they just fly up.
And also though, your fanny is different to your wee hole, so you wouldn't think your fanny would hurt.
No, but I think the whole area was going
hole?
Off, like
partying in your pants.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, and she was like, "Do you want me to stop?" Because I was like,
"Really? Oh God, that's never." I've always wished for that.
Yeah,
but it's always flown.
And
up.
I was like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to stop."
Really?
And she was like, "I need to see your cervix, so I'm gonna have to try again." And the lady was
on
so
the cervix
lovely.
Is so it's when they try and get to your cervix.
And she was like holding my hand, and it hurt so much. And they were like, well, you don't have thrush. And I was like, could have fucking told you that for free. But they gave me some thrush stuff anyway, because I had to go on really strong antibiotics. And they were like, yeah,
you're
will.
You're going to get thrush now.
Yeah. But it didn't show up that I had a lot of
white blood cells infection.
Something. But then they said that it only shows up half the time. Urine, UTI testing is only like, it's not that reliable. So just
that makes sense.
Girls, like, just make sure you go to hospital.
I used to get
it's all kicked in now.
I used to get UTIs, like, we're talking about this horrifically.
You had an operation.
I had two operations. So this is boring conversation for you, but I think UTI is a thing that a lot of women struggle with. So I used to get them horrifically, and we were saying yesterday, weren't we, that it is debilitating. It's not like a cold you can crack on. It's not a sickness, a headache. It is literally, I'm in agony. My only way that I've had it for years, since I was a teenager, in fact maybe younger.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid saying to my mum, something is hurting, and we never knew what. And I think
one
it was that.
One of my kids has had that before.
Thea's had it. Yeah.
Only once though.
And it's just the worst thing. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. And I used to get it all the time. So in the end...
Some little girls are prone to
it. Yeah, yeah. So in the end, and that's, this is why. So your wee hole, which is technically your urethra. I always think of Aretha Franklin. Is that someone else? Aretha Franklin.
It's not.
So it's not that. So when you look at your Franklin hole, what can happen if it doesn't clear out fully? So when you're weeing, if you don't push to get the last piss out, a little bit of wee can stay in the urethra.
Urethra?
The Franklin hole. And what can happen then is it can start to build an infection. Also, some people can have a very small one. It's the only part of my fanny that is small and very tight. So it doesn't clear infection.
Like,
and
that's, it doesn't flush out.
Yeah, and that's what I had.
Okay.
So I twice in my life have been for a urethral dilation where they basically...
Stretch.
Yeah, while you're asleep, thank God, lovely little general. They said, I remember them saying, even back then, would you like a local, much quicker recovery? Oh, no, no, I'm very nervous, put me to sleep. And then I made such a fuss of it, like took a picture of myself, checked in on Facebook.
Rochdale
Infirmary. And while you're asleep, they actually put something up your hole and stretch it. So I've had it done twice. Weirdly, when you're pregnant, it can either get rid of it or make it worse. And when I got pregnant with Thea, after that...
Yeah, you've been...
Very rarely get them, but they are horrific. And my advice...
Horrific,
if
girls.
You have a UTI, here's my advice. As soon as you feel that burn... And if you've never had it, how I would describe it, you've got the burn when you're doing the wee, but I think it feels like someone has wrapped some string around the base of your, bottom of your bladder and they're tugging up. Mm. It's like a... in
yeah,
your lower
like
stomach.
Like a twitch sharp.
In your lower stomach. Yeah. There's that, and that's your bladder. So... As soon as you feel that, get yourself some sachets because that will neutralise the wee, so it's not as painful.
And
so
you
get
meant
the
to
sachets.
Stop sugar as well.
Anything sugary, stop. Then you are on the biggest water downing thing you ever can. You are drinking as much. I always sit in the bath. I get in the bath because you can just wee in the bath and I get a hot bath, so it's nice, right? I just piss myself and I down water.
But I think once that zip is sending me...
I'm not taking it off. It's too cold. I'm not taking it off. You made me take my clothes off last time. I'm not doing it.
But I know in my experience, there's no stopping it. I need the antibiotics.
Yes. So that's your first point of call, and then you get your antibiotics.
Codeine, has yours ever gone away from just sachets? Mine has
no,
never.
No.
I always... No. And I am not that into taking
What can happen,
them.
Quite often you can go and these test results come back that you haven't got one. That's happened to me. And the doctor said...
Well, that's why
well,
that
makes
lady
sense. Sometimes
that.
It doesn't show.
And I was like, oh, well, what's going on? And they were like, no,
it
not,
will be. Yeah. But what can also happen, if you get them fairly regularly, it can actually damage the lining of your wee hole. So you might not have an infection, but you can have a flare up of pain. Yes. So there's some information. D-Mano's you told
D-Mano's
me about.
D-Mano's tablets.
You can get them for kids. I
the
have
kids
them,
ones.
The kids
fabulous.
Ones. I think mine are off Amazon.
Amazon, and they're chewable. Yeah. Always have them in the cupboard.
Thea
because,
has them quite a lot. She
yeah, as
take
soon
them.
As they get a tingle, they know to take
My
them.
My mum has them because she gets them.
Really good.
And you just take them. They can, you can take them all the time and it will reduce the chance of getting them. So if you're prone to them, start
yeah.
taking it now.
Heat is amazing on your back and
That's
on
why
your
I get
tummy.
In the bath.
Yeah, and baths are amazing. The sachets, oh my God. Just the taste of it, the nostalgia.
You get the PTSD.
Of, yeah, like that.
I agree.
Always have the antibiotics, though, to hand.
If you're a regular
you're
sufferer.
A regular, because the doctor sometimes is a little bit...
They don't want to give you them.
About giving them, but I had, because on this occasion, I don't know what I can and can't take when I'm pregnant either, and I'm going to tell you about a GP thing in a bit. It's on my list. But I had a couple of tablets. I think it was like a day's worth of the tablets. And if I was ever going abroad or traveling,
I prepare.
They're in the zippy
on holiday, I always get it.
Of my makeup bag. Because on holiday, and like my Megan, Lauren just said, so we've been in Rome this weekend. And you are more prone to it after travel or being on a plane and stuff.
Definitely. And you've been to a spa. That kind of thing can do it as well. My addiction to codeine.
Oh,
yeah, a spa.
It's the wet. And yeah, the wet on your... that because one of my friends said, as soon as she has been in a pool or the sea or in a spa, she has to take the wet bikini bottoms off.
Because it's a thrush as well.
And put dry on because...
The water,
it's
not
good
as well as
wet
UTI.
On your nun.
It's true. My addiction to codeine started. Lucas, stop this. I just said my addiction to codeine is looking at me like, I don't know if you should say that. But my love
your,
for
like.
Codeine, my enjoyment of codeine started with bladder infections because that's when I started taking them. One thing
it
I will say,
help.
It does help. So you can take painkillers, but that particular painkiller, I don't know why, because remember Gemma at Maya, she suffered with them. That particular painkiller, because it relaxes your muscle, it relaxes the bladder. And that, honestly, even if you need to get over the counter,
well,
like Solpadol.
I was literally like in
it helps
tears. And
so
she
much.
Gave it me and she was like, calm down.
It
this
calms
will kick
it
in
down.
In 15 minutes.
And it does.
I was still like having to get up, down,
yeah,
toilet.
Yeah, but that... codeine, something in it, don't know what it is, muscle relaxing, I don't know, something works. So hopefully you've learned a lot about UTIs.
Yeah, like
here,
I feel like that was really educational.
No, I do, and I've seen in Patreon lots of girls talking about, I've got them, I'm getting one. Also, another quick one before we move on from vagina.
I think we should do a quick cold sore, bam, bam, bam.
Yes, really quickly.
My inbox,
with the UTI, another way that I would get it is from drinking alcohol because it dehydrates you, and shagging. So shagging, I don't know what age we're all at.
And
what,
they go hand in
what
hand.
What they do? What stage of life we're at? But when I was younger, and I did
Mary-Kate and Ashley,
I did a lot more shagging. And if I'd been on the sauce and then had a night of rumpy pumping,
obviously, like
with somebody I shouldn't have been shagging, probably I would get. I'd wake
Can
up the next morning.
You get it in your arse, Lucas.
Well.
Well,
no, but
no.
If you put it in the arse, or even if the tip of the penis has been around the bum hole, and then in your vagina, not only can you get E. coli, but you can also transfer the germs into your fanny that causes a UTI.
Your nunny, yeah.
So just, girls,
can
get
I
your
just,
antibiotics.
I can't say who. I can't. A friend of mine.
Who? who?
Rimmed a guy.
Yeah.
And ended up in hospital.
With E. coli.
With E. coli. Or something.
I can't remember, but it very serious.
With a bottom illness.
Very
yeah,
serious.
Yeah, because the germs that come out of your arse are, like, not very good.
Because your arse
really?
Is not... Yes, because, Lucas, your arse is not meant to be played with. It's for pooping.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, you
standing
gay boy.
Up and giving a sermon.
Lauren, you'll get told off.
I know, I'm going to get something at homophobic.
She obviously doesn't mean it.
No.
I absolutely
We never
don't.
Actually addressed that, the fact that you guys got some stick for being homophobic.
No, we didn't. Let's do it now.
Which is the most hilarious thing in the world.
I couldn't give a fuck what you shag, who you fancy, but neither could you. Like,
as
anyway,
commander of the gays, I give
the
you
time,
approval.
Like, oh, you're such a stray white male. Like, yeah. To other people, I'm taking the piss.
So
like,
tell us, just because we haven't actually spoken about this,
so
tell us what
I
happened.
I was on a YouTube introducing Lucas, and I was like, he's gay, but he's not very gay. I said something like that, didn't I?
Spot on.
Which is so true, like. Yeah.
Well, you probably, if you were to be politically correct, it would probably be he's gay, but his outward mannerisms and appearance would not make you think that he was from the homophobic. homophobic from, what's
typical,
the word?
Typical, stereotypical type.
That he's very stereotypical and we have no type.
So
that would have been better.
I said that, like, yeah. And then I got caught, like, you're mocking him and all this.
I mean, we do mock him, absolutely.
He mocks us.
He mocks us.
Absolutely.
We mock each
Honestly,
other.
Honestly, but, like, Lucas would tell us as well if we were upsetting him.
You never have and you never
will.
Or
he'd cry in a corner and then pretend everything was okay.
Bum
right,
James.
Now, right. Quick one on cold sores before we move on, because I feel like we need to educate you all on BV... UTIs and now cold sores. Yeah. So anything else that you want to know about, like tip-wise, trust me on this. Me
One
and
of
Lauren
us will have had it.
We'll have had it and we will have done it and we will have found the best way of fixing it quick.
Any
STI, probably
one
illegally.
Of us will have had
like,
it. Yeah.
Right, okay. So cold sores. There is this, Lucas, Google. There is this thing called herpotherm.
Right.
Molly May actually put me onto it.
Right.
Not like she's my best mate. I mean, I was watching her vlogs.
Ah.
Herpotherm.
Herpotherm. Right. Neo heat pen.
Neo heat pen. So this is new to the game, mm-hmm. and I've been a cold sore sufferer now for about 20 years. Basically, it's off Amazon. What is it, 40 quid?
Yeah, about 40 quid, yeah.
40 quid, so it's an investment, but... You put it on your cold sore and you turn it on and it literally attacks it with heat.
So it's like an LED type thing.
It's like it's hot.
Hot.
It's almost like you can get those for when you get insect bites. I had
one
in Dubai.
Yeah. So it does something to the inflammation.
Amazing.
And it kills the germs.
Fantastic.
So I put the herpotherm on.
Herpes.
Yeah, duh.
I wonder if you could put it on any, because a lot of our listeners have had fanny
I
herpes.
I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Google it.
No.
No,
let's
don't put
not.
It on your fanny.
Okay. The acyclovir tablets,
yes.
You can get them now from behind the counter.
You can get them online. Next day delivery. Whenever I did lip blush, people would start taking them beforehand.
They make me feel really weird, though.
Do they? Oh, so, maybe I'll try them. What
not
kind of
good,
weird?
Like depressed. Like,
oh,
yeah,
don't
not
need that.
Good. So the acyclovir tablets, if you prolifically suffer, you can ask your GP or you can get a private prescription mm-hmm. on them. You have to take a couple a day and basically they're more for like speeding up the process. Mm-hmm. So herpotherm them. Then I love the clear, I think they're Compede patches. So what I do is I clean the cold sore with isotriple alcohol. Is that what how you say it? Isotriple.
It's not something I've ever would ever use.
Right. So basically, you know, like IsoClean makeup brush spray. That is pure alcohol.
Right.
So it's called rubbing alcohol.
I've heard of that.
on Amazon, and you can buy like a big thing of it, or I have it in a spray bottle, really much useful. Easier. And I get it on a cotton pad and put the pure alcohol on the cold sore, just keep putting alcohol on the cold sore.
Right.
It's like, do you remember when your nan used to say put perfume on a cold
sore? Gotta dry it out.
And it dries it out. That
it's the alcohol in the perfume.
It's the alcohol, yeah. So I put the alcohol on, then I put the Herpo thing alcohol. Then I get before bed my Compeed. Mm-hmm. It's like a little, you know, the pimple patches.
Is it a bit like a blister thing, but tiny, teeny?
Teeny,
like the
tiny,
clear.
Yeah. And you just whack it on the cold sore. And I personally think social etiquette, if you've got a stinker, just whack a Compeed on.
I've never, ever thought about that because I don't have it. I've never thought.
As a cold sore sufferer,
get it.
And you are as well, Lucas, aren't you?
No.
No!
Who is it that used to get them?
I mean, my ex did.
No, I've never had them, funnily enough, which you would think I would have that. I've snogged a lot of people.
One. Ed's never had one either.
Well, which not. Is weird, isn't it?
Stop. And I always say to him, like, can't. Just, I mean, I know
what
he
a great
kissing
excuse.
Me all the time.
Maybe I'll get a fake not, one and be like, no snogging tonight.
Right, so basically, because obviously I used to work in aesthetics, facials, all those things. Mm-hmm. It can make you feel like you don't want to go to work because
really?
It's all, you know, when you've got a big spot.
And you think everyone's staring at it.
Everyone's staring at it. They're probably not.
They are
a little bit.
They are.
So I used to put the Compeed on and I'd just say to my clients, like, I'm just letting you know, I've sanitised everything
right.
And I've got a,
okay,
it's
fair.
Like a condom vibe.
Because it is contagious, so yeah,
exactly.
Fair.
And then basically just leave it the fuck alone and alternate those things. And then also L-lysine supplements are really, really good. And then there's also another, basically acyclovir is the ingredient that's in Zevirax.
Yes.
But there's another one. The girls on Patreon know what it is. And we order it off eBay. And it's a different ingredient
right.
to the acyclovir, fenivir.
Fenivir.
And you can buy it
like
in general Portugal and Spain. And fenivir has a different ingredient to acyclovir. So again, add that into the mix and your culture will be gone. Also,
don't pick it.
Your red light.
Don't pick it. And in fact, while we're on this, while we're giving the girlies the advice, we know it already, but genuinely, don't pick your spots, whatever happens.
Or scabs.
I got a spot the 2 days after the Brits. That's how long ago it was. I got a right stinker on my cheek, which I very rarely get, and I messed and I squeezed. I have still now, what are we, a month later, more? I have now got a red dot there. That is now turned into post-inflammatory pigmentation. And it is a red mark that will need a lasering off. If I'd have left that fucking spot, fine. And I've now got literally a red dot. So don't pick your face.
I feel like that was so informative.
Yeah, I do. Maybe right. We should clip that up so people don't think we just talk about shagging.
Now, I went to Rome at the weekend. It was so gorgeous. We stayed in the Six Senses Hotel.
Now, the Six Senses... Oh, God, that's hard with a lisp. Oh, fucking hell. Six Senses. That is one that pops into my head as an absolute ridiculous boot, like not ridiculous bad,
oh
as in
my
like,
God.
Yeah, the price everywhere I've looked, because I, you know me, I love my travel.
Wasn't that bad.
The Six Senses though, that's the one that is just, or the Four Seasons. To me, they're the ones that they're just expensive, but top notch.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that you stayed there. I've never stayed in one, I don't think.
I think it was like, it was under £1,000 each a night.
That's a lot. However, no, having said that, it is a lot. But you can get bloody places in the Lake District that
but
are a grand a night.
Right in
so.
The centre of Rome.
Yeah, so no travel costs.
And so it was for Meghan's 30th. We had a lovely time. We went on a boat ride, which Kylie Jenner had been on that boat.
Is that the one she? I remember her going. And what was it? You just like went on like a, was there like?
It just went round.
And you just, well, you didn't, but like you just drink.
And I had some nibbles of some crisps.
Is it not cold?
No.
Because that would worry me.
It was really nice. And then we went to some really nice restaurants.
What restaurants? Can you remember?
Le Jardin. Was very nice. That was like outside, stunning.
Is that
vibes.
The one when you sent me a picture and you were sat outside? Yeah.
Yeah.
That looked nice.
We did a bit of shopping.
Did anyone buy anything? You'd have to name names,
really.
But was there anything exciting? Did you not go to, I thought you were going to
Hermes. We got nothing. No, nothing.
A load of wags. Like, well, I say a load of wags. You know what I mean? Go in and nothing.
Even if we wanted, we couldn't have had.
Are you joking?
They were like wish list only.
I thought, given the calibre, you know. No.
I think Paris is the only real like place you can do that now.
Wow. Okay. So you had a little look, but couldn't buy anything.
They wouldn't let us know.
I still can't get my head around
this. The food.
I'm not allowing
Italy,
you to buy from my shop.
What? Yeah.
The food in Italy is so gorgeous.
Did you eat loads of pasta?
Yeah, like so much. And the girls went to Nobu, I think. And we went to Gigi's, but I stayed in when they went to Nobu.
What was the night out like in Rome? What kind of, is it good?
I didn't stay out.
Did they? Was it like a good, not a good?
Yeah, it was a vibe. Yeah. Like Gigi's was fun. You know, like Gigi's in Paris?
Yes.
So it was like the same kind of thing, like roof terrace thing.
I love that.
But the hotel was just absolutely spectacular.
You don't want to leave the hotel, do you? And it's
really
that nice.
The spa was sensational. It had like a biohacking center in the spa.
Oh, did you go? Am I used pregnant? There's so much.
I know, can't do anything.
Did you make some bath bombs?
No, it was herbal tea, but Megan thought it was bath bombing.
Very Megan.
She's so cute. But we had a really nice time and now I'm back. And I think that's it. I'm not going to be using my passport now to go away. So I need to get it renewed.
Have you got anything booked? Are you planning? Well, you're having a baby. Like it's...
I've just bought a house.
You've just got a house.
So fucking expensive.
Yeah, and you've just had a...
No more holidays for you.
I keep thinking that. So you've just had a baby. You're about
you
to have a baby.
You just think like, I want a new bathroom or I want a new living
room. Do you know what I started doing?
Done up. Like,
everything. Everything like, I do now, because I think when you move, it depends what phase of life you're in, but at the minute my comparison is, that's a bathroom. That's a sofa. So like you think I could go on holiday. Okay, it's X amount of £1,000. That's my dining table and chairs. Yeah. Because when you're in that frame of mind, you think, that's the joinery in the kids' room. So then you think, well, I can't. Because you start comparing it to what you can't do instead. But we were saying, weren't we? Was it, I don't know what day, the cost of holidays in general?
Right. So basically with fuel, we're not going to get political.
No, because I can't.
Fuck that.
I'm going to say it's because I don't want to get offend anyone, but really it's because I don't know anything.
We know there's a lot going on and, you know, we're not undermining that in any way by having this conversation. But basically, fuel prices are affecting fucking everything.
James said something to me last night.
Scary.
I turned my ears off.
Yeah, Ed does too.
He was like, we're moving, but, you know, if the fuel war, you won't be able to get anyone to come to the house with all that. And I was just like, ah! And I turned off my ears.
What? Because you live in the arse end?
Well, just because he said if nobody has any fuel, then no one can go anywhere. So how are we going to get the bricks? And I was just like, ears, tick, turned it off. And he was like, you need to understand.
It's so bad.
I don't want to know. I turned off
my
ears.
Did you see that video of that lady filling up petrol into Sainsbury's shopping bags and putting them in the back of a car?
No.
Yeah.
Listen. Whatever will happen,
and
we'll deal with it.
Someone in my group chat this morning showed me underneath their bed. They've got like a stove, a torch, like all this shit. But we're laughing.
It's not even funny. I was just working at how long it'd take me to walk to Manchester to record the pod.
I mean, I've got that many supplements in my cupboard.
You'd be fine for ages. But you can't have a C-section because no one could. You have to push it out. You might have to push the baby out.
No, I'm too posh.
No!
No!
Can't
do it.
I'll come. I think I could do a section with a kitchen knife. We're fine. We're good. Anyway.
Okay.
But then I won't be able to get to your house to do it. So you're going to have to.
Yeah, no. You can start walking now.
Fuel.
And by the time
I get to yours, the baby will be due.
My sister's coming home.
Fantastic.
So my sister is working with us now.
Amazing. Has she started?
20th.
Lovely.
So that's fun. So she's coming home for 2 weeks.
Oh, is that it?
Don't know. Maybe a bit longer. I'm going to that lunch that you can't come to.
Well.
Can you come?
Well. So... Basically, the moving stuff is really, I'm not talking about in here, evil eye, but there's, I might not be moving on that day.
I went through all of that.
Yeah. So maybe that won't be happening now.
And yeah, that did happen to me.
And it's all booked.
It changed about four times.
Yeah. And it's
That's
all
why there's no point booking anything until literally
removals,
5 days before.
Units. So I actually, on the phone, I will actually,
What?
suggested that somebody go and fuck themselves on the phone
what,
yesterday.
What, you said it to them?
About someone else, yeah. It wasn't professional of me.
Yeah, I just... I might be able to. If you need
to
borrow a van as well, don't forget you can borrow a van.
I've got no fuel for it.
So basically, we've been invited, like... If you know me and Lauren, you know we are OG Real Housewives fans. Mm-hmm. We can tell you pretty much anything about Real Housewives. So we're obsessed with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And we were obsessed with like the old ones.
The original.
And the New York one as well.
Oh,
and basically, Adrian.
That was great.
Paul Nassif is hosting this fucking lunch in Manchester. And we got hard on and we've been invited to it. So I'm going to text my sister.
I'm going to text now and say, I think I can come. I'll text Julie now. Well, not now, because then I'll be on my phone. Please remind me when we're done. And I'll text and say, I'm pretty sure I can come now.
And then we're having a day out together and they've changed the location.
I haven't got a babysitter, but we'll work on that. Yes. Where's the location?
Harvey Nichols.
Right, yes, must go.
Must go.
Must go.
And Davinia Taylor's there.
She's cool.
She's so cool.
Yeah. She gets a lot of shit, you know.
Why?
About how... I mean...
Health stuff.
I think any health people, whatever you say, there's an opposite opinion. But people really, like, they use their videos and, like, don't listen to this. So that's why I think everything in moderation. Take the bits that... The advice that are given, take bits of it, research it yourself.
The internet's a really mad place at the minute.
Yeah. So we're going... Well, potentially going there then. Right, let's sort that. This was... There was some... Holidays...
Yeah.
We started with holidays.
Right, so basically, flights are really fucking expensive now. Like, Lucas, have a look how much a flight to Paris next week is from Manchester.
I can tell you. Or ish, because I am taking Thea to Paris for the night.
Why?
Because it's cute. We're doing Paris. Just me and her. So we're going.
Have you booked it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I said to her, because she's been such
a good... It will have gone up since you booked it.
Well, when I booked it, it was £300 per person for an hour and a half flight.
It's usually about 160.
But I'd already told her. So I said to her, she's been such a good big sister and, you know, you feel guilty because I've not spent as much time because it's always about Tommy. So I was like, what do you want to do? We already go wherever. She's like, Paris. So I was like, say no more. And then I realised how expensive it was and it was too late.
£300.
Yeah. £300.
300
each
quid.
For one night and then there's the hotel. But I'd already said,
hotel are you staying in?
I couldn't even tell you. I can't remember.
Have you seen that Barbie experience in Amsterdam?
No.
I really want to take Saskia to it. It's a Barbie experience, an actual Barbie dream house.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that as well. Maybe we know that's not. Well, anyway, flights are disgusting.
Why don't you just get the Eurostar?
Too stressful.
Because then you have to go to London.
And I'm only going for one night.
Oh, okay.
We're going in the morning. It's not much cheaper. Spending the day there. We're having a cute night in the hotel, spa.
Who's having Tommy?
His daddy. So flights are expensive. I actually looked in the summer for, I mean, our amount of people is excessive. I appreciate that. But I looked for us and to Spain, 2-hour flight, Spain, which used to be a cheap nip to. It was something like £5,000.
For
everything. But it was like a cheap shit hotel. 4 nights, I think I looked at. And I was just like, nah, that's a bit of a bathroom. That's my toilet.
It's really not fucking fair on everyone. Like, literally, you cannot go on holiday. And if you are, you're stretching yourself massively with the cost of how much holiday
is. And that was out of term time. I mean, out of the holiday. That was... That was in term time. So if I'd have taken them in the holidays, it would have been even more.
Right, so they were meant to be looking into this at how, the inflation of cost of hotels around school holidays and stuff like that, because it's literally...
It's taking the piss.
It's not fair.
It's mean.
It's really mean. And you now get penalised... for taking your child out of school in
term time.
I was going to say, don't you get fined for it now?
Yes, which then adds on...
has been fined.
I have been fined before. Because, rightly or wrongly, my stance on it is, She's my child, and if I will take her on holiday when I want to take her on holiday. And if she's getting to go away and make memories and look at different countries and eat different food and have experiences, then I will be doing that. And it's my child. You don't tell me when she goes on holiday.
I'm too much of a pussy and I wouldn't do that.
And I said, and this isn't against the school, the school's amazing, but it's not even them, it's the government, isn't it? It's like above them. But I will take her out when I want to because she's my child, not yours.
So the private schools don't have rules like that, you know.
Because you're already paying a fortune. Do you think that's why they think, no, we can't, no. And their holidays are a joke as well, aren't they?
They're off. Do you remember when Saskia was off private school?
3 months.
She was off for, yeah, like.
It was 10 weeks
or something. It was over 2 months
ridiculous.
In summer.
It was like 8 weeks, 9 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you add on the cost of childcare during that time.
So listen to this. One of the private schools near me has just closed.
Really?
Yeah. Alderley Edge School for Girls, right?
Really?
Loads of our friends have got kids in there, basically. And like kids that were due to be starting in September, the school applications have already cut off, right?
Oh, shit.
They were still showing people round the school till like the day before it closed.
Really?
No one had any inkling the school was going to close. They told the teachers and the pupils on the same day that the school was closing.
Wow.
And
so what about all these people that were going to go
Easter
there?
Holiday, no, it's just gone. They've closed it.
I wonder why.
Because they couldn't afford to run it.
What, do you not think people were going? As like people were?
Well, number one, it's an all-girls school, so you've halved the amount of people that can go. Mm-hmm. And number two, after the 25% tax increase on the private... Was it 25%? Something like that. On the private schools, so many people pulled their kids
out. So it's just not... They just can't keep it afloat.
So, you know, to, like, run a business and you know, you don't want to just break even.
No, no
you don't want to be in debt. You want to be making a healthy profit for it to be viable. It wasn't.
Wow. I wonder if that's going to be a thing across the country.
20% VAT.
20% the school fees increased by.
Lucas, just do me a favour, just while we're chatting about it. Have a look, the average yearly cost of private school, just out of interest.
Is it about $9,000?
In the Northwest? Let's just see. There isn't. I mean, there isn't even one near me. I don't think. Well, there wouldn't be. I don't think there's one near me. I don't really know.
$7,500 to $18,000.
To 18, $7,500 to $18,000. I guess it depends which area. Mine would probably be a tenner. Anyway, right, we're going to go into a break. Because we've just really babbled.
Bing bong.
Yeah, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more things, including what's in her belly.
My belly.
Our new segment, what's in your belly? Be nothing in mine. Coffee.
3 Aldi cherry sweets.
Yay.
Yay. Bye. Ed, okay?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Ed.
Welcome back. So I was like, you know, because I was away, he then found out and was like, well, goodbye, everyone.
Yeah.
Which he may as well fucking do, because I have to set the whole infrastructure if he's not fucking there anyway.
Yeah.
So then I was like...
So where did he go?
Oh, where, like, yeah, Scotland. Guess what? He flew there by himself.
Oh, to be a man.
He was like...
So he didn't stay at home running the fort like
no,
we would.
Did he fuck? And, he fucked off.
And offering an extra hand with the children.
Yeah.
He fucked off too.
Yeah, he fucked off. So then I was like, right, okay, all this weekend, Easter, there's fucking cunty football on. Oh,
is there?
Weekend, there must be a City game because my dad and Ed are going on Saturday.
He hasn't dropped that on me yet.
Well, and my dad's just texted me now saying just... to let you know.
He hasn't dropped it on me. He probably thinks it's been too dangerous to drop it at the minute.
No, just fucks off. Then
he better not fuck off and leave me with all the kids at Easter to watch that football.
He's going to London on Monday afternoon, so he's gone. And so Saturday, he's playing golf all day on Friday.
On Good Friday?
Good Friday, all day.
So who's doing this? So he's not doing an Easter hunt then?
No.
Well, he is. Hide the fucking golf ball.
Literally. And then... what pissed me off the most was obviously was in hospital on Monday night. I have to get myself there, right? Because he was going, oh, you go to hospital? I was like, yeah. oh, do you want me to come? And I was like, no, because he was just it, like, I don't make me make that decision for you.
Totally agree.
Do you not agree? Totally agree. And unless you're going to go, right, babe, come on,
there's
get
no
in the
choice.
Car.
You've got no there's choice. No,
and you've made your mind up there by doing that, so goodbye.
I agree. Because yeah. what they do, I remember saying
they
to
Jane. They put it on you.
They put it on you, right? I remember saying, and because of the type of women we are, we're not going to ask for it. And I wouldn't ask for help off anyone. I very rare that I'll ask for help. I'll just do it myself.
I'll be dying
before I say that I need help. So this is what James does, exactly the same. I'll be like, I'm absolutely exhausted. I could to do with maybe sleep in one of the kids' beds tonight so that I can have a night if you want to. Right, well, now you've said if you want to, it's now my decision and that means I'm failing. So no, I won't. Whereas if he said, I'm not even quite, there's no question.
Yeah, like,
you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
It's that if you want to. So what Ed did there was make
put
you,
it on me.
So that you had to ask him. Whereas what you should have done, he said, no questions, Ashley, get in the car, I'm driving you to hospital.
Yeah.
And then you would have been thinking, no, like, oh,
like
that's
he was
nice.
Going to Pickle, you know, Knutsford with a client or something. So
anyways, that's naughty.
That's not really naughty. So we're not friends at the
no,
minute.
No, I
so
wouldn't.
So I got in the car and drove myself to hospital.
Not good.
Right?
Naughty.
And then I make my way in, blah, blah, blah. They give me all this stuff. What word can we use?
Not a full shilling. No, you are...
I'm medicated, short. Okay? Yeah. Right. And I've had to go through this whole experience by
of
myself.
Of having a spectrum shoved up your tight fanny.
Yeah, literally. And then I said to him, you're going to have to come and pick me up because I'm medicated.
Yeah.
So then he was like, all right. So then he's fucking ringing me while I'm in hospital and the signal is shit in hospital. Don't... Like, I've told you where I am. I am
turn
in
up.
Triage.
Yeah, find
your way
there.
Shore Hospital, right? Where is it?
Why is it a you,
you
problem?
You silly bastard. You run multiple businesses.
Yeah.
You'd be able to find someone's fanny,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Yes.
Hey?
And he'd be able
but
to
yeah,
find, yeah.
Yeah, like,
I
he's
agree.
Fucking, no.
I honestly,
so,
I said this
you know,
to
I
James.
Just started buttoning him.
Yeah. Fuck
and then
off.
I heard him, like, I think my voice
James is exactly the same.
Would James do that too? Like, it, no, you know
use
how to get
your
here.
Brain.
Like,
what they do is we, and I've been saying to this James lately, when he says, where is it? I go, don't know. Where's Tommy's?
Don't know.
Don't know. Does he need? Don't know. Why do I no. have to think no. about everything? Have we got any food in? Don't know. Like, use your
what's
brain. Why am I the boss of everyone in this house? So, for example, I said exactly the same to James. So if it is something like booking a holiday or something admin-y to do with, you know, oh,
you
God, no, it's too much.
That,
but yeah,
you?
But he'll be like, oh, too much. I can't book this place. Since. Oh. Yeah, that fucker. Can sit on the phone to City when his tickets aren't working.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he can find his way through to the call. He can go online.
Betfred.
He can find... Mm. Oh, we can use the... I can't use these apps. Oh, but you can when you need a City ticket.
Yeah.
It's honestly, they are...
I bet to get
another
someone's
breed.
Knickers off, they'd be like...
Oh, yeah. They'd go. They'd, like, go, they'd get a map. Like, they would be reading the map
yeah.
to find that fanny. But can
yeah.
they work
no.
out whether Tommy needs lunch no. in his box or not?
Well, I told you, didn't
don't
I?
Know.
When I used to leave the children with Ed for like a few hours, right? This guy, like, what the fuck, right? I'd come back and like Teddy would be there, like, I'd be like, what's he eating today? And I'd like left everything out.
Yeah.
Just milk. I mean, like,
he's been weaned for six
like,
months.
He's 18 months old, like, and he just,
milk.
Every time he cried, bop, bop, in gob.
Called golf on TV.
Yeah, golf on TV, scratching balls.
Bop, bop,
milk, milk, bop. Come on, son, milky bop.
I bet Teddy was just
like,
full of milk.
You'd squeeze him, bop, milk, like,
just yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Honestly.
He's not eating. Well, I did it. He just wanted milk.
No,
like,
he
can't talk.
Honestly, do you know what
they're
other
so
thing
annoying
that winds me up? If James has the baby for the day, so he said the other day, well, I had the baby for the day on Saturday.
The baby will have been feral.
You didn't have the baby for the day because you got up and went to the gym. I got the baby up. I gave the baby breakfast. I packed the baby's bag. I got the baby dressed. You took the baby at like 12. and then came back, and then I did everything. You didn't take the baby for the day. He's at work at the minute, right? Bear in mind, he leaves really early. Yesterday, he left for work at 6. I was up too, so it's not like one of us goes. I was also up with the baby, had the baby all day, whatever. He came home at, I would say, 6:30. He made his tea. Mine as well, we'll give him that. He chucked the baby up and down after it had just eaten. Threw him round, up and down, like they do. Aeroplane. I was like, he's just fucking eaten, please, he's going to be sick. Then said, I'm going to go to the gym. Went to the gym.
You don't wind kids up at bed.
Came home and I'd put the baby to bed. So I calculated that in 24 hours, the help that I'd had with that child was throwing it in the air after its dinner. Yeah. Not even 5 minutes. But throwing it in its air while it had dinner. Today, again, I'm up. He's left the house. He will go and get the boys. He will go to jiu-jitsu tonight. He'll get home at 8 p.m. That's another full day where you've not even thrown the baby in the air. But they still think that they are really helpful. And they are not. Even a good dad. Because what a good dad is just means that they've not left you at this point.
Yeah.
They're a good dad. Whereas what about, you know, a good mum means a lot of things. A good dad means that you just didn't leave.
Yeah.
It's really Easter.
If I hadn't have bought the eggs.
What would you have done? What, like, would the kids,
I think,
have done?
Like, by tomorrow there will be no eggs left in the shops, right? If I hadn't have bought the eggs and the Easter baskets, yes, and the bonnet,
yes,
then the children, like, Easter bunny wouldn't
have existed.
Yeah.
I, on Sunday, with a hangover, because I went out on Saturday and I got really fucking pissed, stormed round M&S hail demanding potatoes.
Oh no, why potatoes?
Salty potato. Wanted, like, chips potatoes. So I got a variation of potato croquettes. Are they called croquettes?
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy ones. I got chips, triple something chips, Criscut chips. Just
were you on your own?
No, with James and the baby. He had the baby, obviously. And I just staggered around M&S pointing at crisps and stuff. And I don't really remember much. Anyway, I was a bit hungover on Sunday. I frog marched him to Tesco and Asda. Because I said to him, I haven't got time this week, I'm really busy. I spent an hour fucking hungover, dry mouth, heads pounding, making Easter hampers for the girls and Tommy. Sat there, putting all my team awards. Made this gorgeous hamper. He didn't even give a fuck. He wasn't like, oh, that's so nice for them. And I said, we need to go now and get the boys Easter eggs because I haven't done a hamper for them. They're too old, but we need to get them some decent Easter eggs and bits of chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it in the week.
No, you won't get
won't get it in the week. And what would happen is on Thursday night, he'd go and get him a dark chocolate dairy free that was left on the fucking side that no one wants. And the poor boys would have that in the morning. I had to frog march him to get the eggs. Why am I thinking about this? Why is it my thing?
Or do
or your
we just
thing?
Stop?
No, but then if you stop,
then
the
suffers?
Kids,
yeah.
The kids. I felt like saying, do you know what? Don't then. Don't go and get the eggs on Sunday. Get them some shitty ass little tiny egg that's left. And let's see in the morning when they come to get their eggs. Let's look at our little children's faces.
Yeah.
And I said, what about the weekend? Have you planned anything for Easter weekend? No. I said, Easter egg hunt, do you want to... And I feel like saying, I'm not... I want to go on strike and let's see how long you all survive.
Mm.
But then if you do that...
Someone might die.
And then it's my problem.
Oh, my God. Speaking of dying, guys, recommendation for TV, Lamar Odom programme.
I've got a record too for TV. I'm going to watch that. Is it good?
Uh-huh.
Did he fully die? Dead, yeah, gone?
And then he came back.
Wow, he's a big guy though. I would have thought if anyone was going to come back from life.
They were saying about in the brothel, two ambulances turned up to try and take him to hospital. I won't tell you too much, but he's 7 foot tall.
How is that even existing?
And what they had to do was just pick him up, pick the bed sheets up that he was on. And, like, about 5 people had to, like, try and, like, lift him off the floor to, like,
when I was in Ibiza, we did that in an afters. Do you remember? I've told you. There was a girl that was fucked in the hotel room. Not fucked as in dying, just like asleep, like she was done. We were in a hotel room in Ibiza and the lads carried her out on the bed sheet and put her on the landing. Everyone carried her out and she was just asleep.
That's not very safe.
No, I wasn't in a frame of mind to be. I wouldn't be looking at safety. No. I wasn't safe myself at that point. But TV, you've just reminded me.
Yeah.
Love Story. Have you not? I'm so surprised.
Wuthering Heights is out now on Netflix as well.
Not a bit.
Saskia wants to watch it.
So
is that appropriate?
Mine watches Stranger Things. So love story. Everyone is obsessed with it at the minute, and it's about JFK Jr. Mm. And his
heard it's incredible.
Carolyn Bessett.
Jay Arnie told me about this.
So basically, it's amazing. So I kept seeing on Instagram, everyone was doing the look. This is what Carolyn, I can't remember, Bessette would wear. And they're wearing all these, and it's all over Instagram, her hairstyle, her outfit. Now, first of all, I got really confused because I heard everyone talking about it and I thought it was Carole Baskin. So I was really confused why everyone wanted to look
She's
like Carole
dead,
Baskin.
Isn't she?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
So I Just didn't Google understand why, like, Lauren Watson, who's a style icon, was doing outfits for Carole Baskin. So it took me a long time to work out that it's a different Carolyn. Anyway.
Nope, she's alive.
Oh. So Love Fake Story is about their how they met. Calvin Klein introduced them. He was obviously JFK Jr., like, fucking really famous. Her style is impeccable. She was really cool. They got together. And then I'm going to say it because everyone knows it anyway. They died in a plane crash that he was flying them on a private, you know, he was flying the little car and...
Car,
whatever it is. And they were going to his family's and they crashed and they died at like 30-something. Honestly, it's
quite
so
nice
good.
Way to go.
And because it's 90s, all the music is 90s music. So it's when you're watching it, you've got that nostalgia. It's honestly, guys... I don't watch telly that much, but I'm really invested and so is James. So Love Story, it's on Hulu and Disney. Watch it. You will love it. And her style is just simple, clean, really nice. Right.
What did we buy this week, baby?
We need to work on an intro song for this. What did we buy this week? What did we buy this week? What did we buy this week?
If anyone's got any ideas, please let us know because we need a segment name.
We still got that person who offered us a theme tune. We need
No, but I want us to sing it.
Okay.
I just want a really short, what did we buy this week?
So basically, this segment is shit we've bought this week that we're loving. Right, okay. Got to be unglued. Now, I love the Got to be Glued hairspray. Mm-hmm. Lauren, do you use it?
Look at this. I clearly don't.
Okay, so basically, that is how I do my low pony. I need to do a tutorial on it for you all because I get asked so many times. But it makes your hair hard. Like, literally.
Tap, tap, tap.
Hard. So, Got to be Unglued. You spray it on and it unglues.
What?
Yeah, it dissolves the hairspray.
Do you know what? If I was thinking about this today, you can literally, like, wash your hair a few days ago and then you can still get up and your hair's still okay. You can have a shower with it in a bun and your hair's still all right. I have to wash my hair every morning.
Decipher Glow Booster. So basically, Decipher Foundation, just a heads up, I do already work with them, but basically, it's the world's first AI foundation. You scan your face, it colour matches you. This is like a tint version of that. So it's
Lorna
not a foundation.
Lorna Lux posted it the other
day. No, I'm telling you now, this shit is life changing.
Still not sent me a
picture. Go on my Instagram. I've got a code. You need to try it out.
Still not sent me a picture.
Aviva Health Insurance. So about 2 years ago, a Patreon member, I was saying, I really want private healthcare for me and the kids. And a Patreon member said, my husband or partner, I think his name's Ross, does brokers for health insurance. So if you send him what you need, he'll come back with quotes. Came back with quotes, really competitive ones. And he said, Ashley, I'd go with Aviva because they've got this app. So it's called the My Aviva app. And if I have an issue or one of the kids has an issue, I book a FaceTime appointment within the hour with
That's really
a
good.
Private GP. Like anytime.
That's revolutionary, that.
Anytime. And then they'll either like give me advice, a prescription, or refer me to a specialist.
That's really good.
Which is covered by my insurance.
That, especially with my issues with Tommy's skin that's still ongoing.
Well, no, you won't be covered now because.
That's... No, but I mean, if I'd had that, it would have helped. It would have saved me a lot of stress. How much? Not yours particularly, but in general.
I think it's about £280 a month for the family.
So what I would say is, the problem you've got is if you are both working and you have to go to the doctors, it's going to cost you to go to the doctors, then the specialist. So, you know, it's not the forefront of everyone's budgets, but if it allows, it makes sense.
100%.
Yeah,
so, Lauren, I really think you should look at
that.
If
you think how many times I've been to the doctors with Tommy's skin, we're talking probably four times. If I had your normal 9 to 5, That would have added right up by now, and I've still not got to the bottom of it, and I'm still going to have to pay £270 to go and see the paediatric dermatologist. No.
Not peds.
No, so I've got to go and see a peds dermatologist with him, which is going to cost me £270 and time off work. So it kind of makes sense.
Jackie Clothing. Jackie!
Yeah, she's mentioned.
So basically, have a look at it on Instagram. It's just like elevated basics. It's sensational for any age, ladies. Have a look. Like satin pants, nice jumpers, nice little satin sets. And it's pricey, but it's not like overly priced. And I like the fact that you can build your outfit and see it on the website.
Oh, I like that.
Really nice. And it says like what we would wear with this.
I love it when they do that. It's very helpful.
Very neutral colours like navies, blacks, beiges, plum, like sticks. Elevator staples. The Flatlay Company makeup bags.
Right.
So, look fantastic. My go-to for all things beauty. I was doing my order this month and I was like, what is this fun thing? It's a flat lying makeup bag, but you zip it up and it goes into your bag like in this shape.
Right.
And then when you unzip it, it lays flat.
So none of it gets dirty and you're not rooting
through.
Yeah,
like you're not rooting. All of your makeup is in front of you. And you know when you're getting ready, like this morning, I just shoved it all back on the thing. Like,
and then you can just get it out and it lays again. I love
stunning,
that.
Stunning, life-changing. Blue Bella underwear. So, so sexy. Such good quality. I got two nighties off there. A black one and a white one. Well, they're like chemises, like slips. Like cami slips. And when I was away with the girls getting ready, you know what, like instead of walking around totally naked, I just threw it on. And they're really light, so you can put your fake tan on and it won't like disturb it.
Yeah.
Because of the straps. Anyway, Blue Ballot.
It really made me laugh.
The quality is absolutely sensational.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's gorgeous though. And I feel like everyone needs a black chemise nighty thing, like a slip. Because especially for this time of year, when you're getting ready and it's hot, too hot for a full gown, you want just a little slip that you can throw on. And on fake tan days, a slip is just necessary.
My only concern is that if I got around the house in a slip, James would try and shag me more than he already does. So a granny outfit is better.
Boots, £10 Tuesdays. I feel like it was a thing, it went away, and it's now back with a vengeance. Boots, £10 Tuesdays are, like, giving at the minute. Like, sincerely, like, the best value ever. And you just don't know what... It's like a surprise every Tuesday. The email comes through. The girls on Patreon are like...
I always forget until... Go on Patreon, and the girls on Patreon always remind me
on Tuesday. The girls on Patreon, literally... Again, it'll pay for itself for a couple of months on the, what you'd save. They come through with the best things. They'll go, Boots, £10 Tuesdays. And they'll put a list of like the best things.
Yeah, they
so
do.
Just a quick shout out of some of the things that have been on there recently. A fucking womanizer.
For a tenner?
For a tenner.
Bloody hell.
Humantra.
Always good.
Benefit Minis, all £10.
Oh, I like minis.
I know, like the Hoola Bronzer, the Mascara. Elizabeth Arden's Hour Cream in the Tube was on yesterday,
£10. I love that for my lips.
So that's my list.
My list is, I got my mum some black loafers from ASOS. Well, I did. It's boring, but I did. You know, the slip-on that everyone's wearing.
Yeah,
I got them. I got, finally, the Bugaboo Stardust Travel Cot.
How long have I told you about that?
Absolutely ages, and as usual, it took me ages.
It's the best travel cot, guys. The Bugaboo Stardust. It folds into a stick, a really small stick, so you can carry it, like, in the boot of your car. And basically, it's padded as well.
So Tommy keeps banging his head on the cot. I can hear it in the night, and I think, oh, for...
It's
I hear,
got, like, give,
I hear
it?
A bang, and then I hear... And he's just rooting around and banging his head, so I'll do anything to try and get him to sleep. And also, when we move, who knows, like in the middle we might do travel cot if he goes to my mum's, like what's going on.
Travel cots are really good.
So I got that. Well, what I did do is I tried to buy it off Vinted because I was being, you know, careful with my money. So I tried to get it on Vinted.
Economic queen.
Yeah, and I bought it, made an offer, was accepted. Great. Then they messaged me like, are you good to pick up from somewhere in London? I was like, no, otherwise I wouldn't have bought it. It says postage 15 quid. And they're like, sorry. And I thought, you fucking fuckers. So I got really angry. So what I did is I ended up getting one on Amazon. I had some gift vouchers, so okay. I got one on Amazon. From Zara. It's quite funny, actually. From Zara, I got this dress that I still haven't tried on. So Ashley sent me this dress and was like, this is hideous. And I was like, and I ordered that. It came the other day.
I was literally that disgusted by it. It looks like a shirt with another mini shirt tied round like a skirt.
I don't know if that thing, I don't know if it's the same one, but it's very similar. So I think it's fucking lovely.
And loads of people have got it. And I was
so maybe I won't bother now. But it's like,
it's not nice.
It's a white and blue. We'll get a picture of it.
Not that I'm
a
style queen.
The top half is a shirt. So it's like pinstripe. I love a pinstripe shirt. Then it goes into like a skirt. I'll make my mum do it. Then it goes into like a skirt. And I just think in the summer with white and gold accent, I just think it's really, I love a
Where
shirt.
Where the fuck are you going?
Nowhere. But if I was on holiday, which I'm also not going on.
Because of fuel.
I'll tell you what I have booked, what? Which you've just reminded me. So we're not going, well, we probably will go abroad, but I've not booked anything yet. I'm going to Wales for 3 days too. Do you know Rio and Paris's
love
place?
Love them.
So Gimlet Rock, Danny Doll went. So it's like caravan. But it's, you know,
static.
Yeah,
caravan.
And it's near Abersoch. So it's like 15-minute drive to Abersoch. It's on the beach. The restaurant looks stunning. And I just think for kids, listen, am I a caravan person? I'm not through and through. But we went to one of their other sites and...
So clean and amazing.
Clean, lovely. So some of our listeners that have become our friends actually own it. Their family own it. And honestly, Gimlet Rock, have a look at it. So I've booked that. We're going with some friends. And
can wear your Zara shirt dress.
That'll probably fit in there, seeing as you're... Anyway, I told her she couldn't borrow it, even if she... I said, I'm going to try it on, and it's going to look really nice. You're going to be jealous. You're going to want to try it on, and I'm going to say, no, you're too fat. And that's how our conversation went. So while I was there, I got... I also got from Zara... for some reason, I haven't written it down. So I did a Zara... Oh, this leather jacket!
That's really
with
nice.
The pad, slightly thingy... Oh, what
What's
have I done?
That on it?
Oh, probably pain. Shit or sick. Oh, no, it's a sticker. It's got like a slightly padded shoulder.
It's like very Frankie shop.
Vibes. Yeah, and it's cropped. Nice. And I don't think it was silly money. I think it was like 60 quid or something like that. And then I also got a really nice, we'll get a picture of it, thin knit like set. And it was too big, but it was really, really nice. But the sizing are off. Sometimes things are fine.
That Willy Man's clothes are nice.
Willy Man?
Yeah, the Willy.
Pardon?
On Zara. Willy Chidara or something. And it's got that leather jacket. I've been trying to get hold of.
Yeah, but it's 300 quid that.
I know, but...
Really nice.
I want it.
It's really nice. Willy Man.
The Willy Man.
Okay, then I got Summer Fridays Almond Lip Stain.
Is it like a felt tip pen?
Yes, it's really good. I got the Road Lazy Girl Blush, which I've got on now.
Toasted Teddy's gorgeous.
I'm going to try that. I got Makeup by Mario Bronzing Stick, which is a stick on one side and then a little brush thing on the other.
Ooh, a nubbin.
A nubbin. And I like that for travelling. I also like it because I never know what brush to put with what. Well, it's there. Then I tried a brand called, you'll know this, but I don't know, S-A-I-E-E.
Say.
Yeah. So I got their cream bronzer.
It wasn't for me.
Did you not like it? I got it on.
I got the wrong colour. I've got it on. It's a bit chalky.
No, I found it really good. Mine. Thanks, I will. And then they also do some like glowy droppy things.
The glow drops are gorgeous.
Something like that. And I've not ordered those, but I am going to.
Yeah.
Then I got a shit ton of Stranger Things memorabilia. Because, like, I was whinging about Easter, but Thea did really, really well in her...
Sats.
No, parents' evening. He said she was amazing, lovely, great. So what I'm going to do, she loves Stranger Things, she's obsessed with it. I'm going to make her a hamper and we're going to have a Stranger Things night and I'm going to fill it with, like, Stranger Things memorabilia and, like, books and they do cups, they do all that shit. So I got a load from Amazon and then Primark. I've got a little hoodie. So, yeah, I got a load of Stranger Things stuff. So when I've got time, I'm going to make her a hamper. And then these Bershka jeans. So they are whatever the waist's called. What's that waist?
Funny.
Where funny, weird, where they don't meet in the middle. They cross like that. Oh my God, like I've got a big cock there. But when I'm stood up, I like a wide leg jean, but I always find that they're too baggy around the bum and waist. So they just look, these are tight around
they're
the waist.
They're a barrel.
No, they're a flat. They're a wide leg, but they're tight around the stomach like, and bum and top of legs, but then go into a wide leg so it doesn't look like you're wearing your dad's jeans. And they were like 30 quid and they did them in white as well. I got those off ASOS.
Tap water.
Lucas has just given Ashley some tap water, so Oh, I got some Applied Nutrition Sex Bomb. I haven't tried them yet. They do a supplement called Sex Bomb, and it's a female arousal.
Oh my God, please.
I haven't used it yet, I'll be honest, but well, I bought
it. Well, no, on the Lamar Odom thing, he had all this white stuff coming out of his nose and mouth, and they're like, what has he taken?
Right.
And they were male enhancement supplements, and you're only meant to take one, and he'd taken about 12.
Because that could have given the problem. Well, that can cause you fuck you up because of your blood.
Overdose sex bomb.
On my sex bomb. Well, listen, I've got a code somewhere. Go on my highlights, but I've not tried it yet, so let me try it first. But yeah, sex bomb.
Ooh,
that's me in my what's it called? Chemise.
Your negligee and your
in
sex
my negligee
bomb.
With my sex bomb. I was going to do them last night, but then I thought, what if they actually work? I'm really tired. Like,
what is it? A tablet?
I'll do it tonight. I will do. No, he's at jujitsu, and I'll be angry when he gets home. Won't want to shag. Tomorrow, I've got the kids. Oh, it's probably going to be next week, guys. I will take them. Or I might just take them and furiously wank.
Yeah!
While he's at jiu-jitsu. Right, sorted. Right, guys.
Right then. Guys, it's here. Lucas, are you going to come and do the job of getting it out of the box?
I can do that if you like.
Come on. So I bought a handbag when I was in Rome. And it's the colour of what the baby is. Because obviously...
No, not what the baby's hopefully not that colour when it comes out.
So, obviously, I wanted you guys to know first.
What did I say it was?
What do you think it is?
What's your gut saying?
I think it's a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't remember what I said. But
so, the bag is either pink or blue. There is no in between.
Oh, there might be. Oh, careful. Right, guys. Anywhere but Nip Tuck that would do a gender reveal with a Fendi bag.
A Fendi baguette.
A Fendi baguette, right? This is what it is. This is what's in her belly. Oh, it's crying.
Yeah, to open it. It's a premium bag. Of course it's in a...
Well, I don't know this.
Right.
It's a really cute bag.
It's a...
Girl! Yes! How Nip Tuck coded is that bag?
Can I just say, though, that's purple.
That's
Are you
pink.
Sure?
Well,
it's purple.
That's pink.
Are you sure it's a girl? Because this is purple. Because purple is a mix of blue and pink.
Look. Come here.
It's,
what do you?
It's purple.
It's a purple baby.
That's not purple.
It's purple.
It's purple.
That's pink.
It's purple.
Two okay, against one.
Maybe
it's purple.
It's purple.
It's full on. It's not one bit pink. That is purple. Anyway, we're
how
having
nice is it?
A girl. How do you? Should we talk on the bonus about how you're feeling about it being a girl?
Yeah, yeah.
And how you found out and all that kind of thing. Another one.
Another
a
girl.
A purple baby. Right.
The girls can take over the podcast.
We're going, actually, Thea was saying, she was like, can one day me and Saskia do it instead? I was like, mm-mm. Right, so guys, we are going to go now.
I think they could. Maybe we'll plan that in the school holidays.
It would be
like
really...
Like a bonus episode with no cameras.
It would be very funny to ask them, like, what's the funniest thing your mum does?
I think so.
Right, we'd have to edit it heavily afterwards because I get embarrassed.
Maybe we do a little like questionnaire thing at home where you put it in an episode.
Yeah.
And we can record it.
I think they'd be cute
they
in the studio.
They actually would
though.
Be good.
I think they'd enjoy being in the studio.
Yeah.
Right,
they're not
guys.
Babies, they're old.
They're old now. Right, we're going now. We're going to talk about the gender on and the bag, yeah. I think, in a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
On the bonus, you can watch this episode on YouTube. And if you want to watch the bonus, you're going to have to go on Patreon.
Love you.
Love you, bye.